Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we are. Semper Fi, welcome in to this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Mark Menard back at Master Control, taking your phone calls on our mortgage financial talk and text lines at 504-260-1870, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrett. Good to have you aboard. At 4:30 today, Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang will hold a press conference ahead of a tropical storm, Zeta, and its expected arrival. We'll carry that live for you at 4:30. Also at 7 tonight, it is the Saints Hour with Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. He has a special guest with him, David Griffin. So, looking forward to hearing that.
Well, we're probably talking about the new hire with the Falcons, Coach Van Gundy.
Yeah. So. We were scheduled to have Murr from Impractical Jokers at 4:30, but we're moving that because carrying a press conference. But
and the hurricane, so I think Murr can understand that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyways, Bobby, look, last night, let's jump off right there. We're going to get to the Saints, but are the Bears the
defensively? No, offensively, yes. So when you look at a complete team, are the Bears going to win the NFC North over the Packers? Come on. You have to be realistic. Now, I think if the Saints don't show up, suddenly the Bears could beat them. But there's no way the Saints shouldn't beat the Bears. Now, Sean Payton brought this up. We were talking to him last night in the coach's show. It's going to be challenging. Something has to give. And what I mean by that, if all of a sudden the Bears are getting in the red zone, and I think it's a good feel-good game for the Saints defense to get healthier, feel confident with an offense like the Bears. Okay, how about when the Bears in the red zone, you force field goals? You know, don't give up touchdowns. Now, with that being said, it's going to be challenging for our offense in the red zone against that Bears defense. So when you look at the ebbs and flow of the game, Christian, this is even before the game last night. I think, is it still at 3 points? Las Vegas had the Saints like a field goal favorite, mm-hmm. even though we're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like right now, are you confident – as a member of the Who Dat Nation, I mean, a win is a win. It doesn't matter how much you win by. But I'm not confident, like, man, like, you know, we're like, man. I remember Saints fans, Christian, when we were really rolling offensively, it was like, now it's barely into the fourth quarter and the Saints are dominating. Oh, the game's boring. I go, what are you talking about? I love a boring game when the Saints dominate. But right now, it might go down to the wire. Look what happened against the Chargers. Marshawn Lattimore has to have a significant tackle on fourth down, right?
Last two games, the defense did come up with stops.
Yes. Well, when it counted, you look at Davenport with the big sack. So, Christian, I think that's kind of where we're at right now, that I think they could beat the Bears. But to say that we're going to shellack them, I would be surprised in Chicago. It could be inclement weather, but we're beyond that. This Saints team under Sean Payton and Drew Brees, it's not going to be like the frozen tundra. We're going to be able to handle what's going to happen in Chicago. So I'd be extremely disappointed if we don't beat the Bears. Now, you can look forward because the NFC South opponent. Now, I would be surprised, and I think it'd be a nice upset for us to win at Tampa, because then you're really in charge of the NFC South. Hopefully you come off an NFC win against, you know, tiebreakers against the Bears, and then all of a sudden you beat the Buccaneers, and you swept them, and you're now 3-0 in the NFC South. How can you not be encouraged going forward?
Bobby, I just think with Chicago, look at Nick Foles. Since he was named the starter, he's thrown six touchdowns and six interceptions.
Well, the one thing all I can tell you about Nick Foles, and you know what's going to be a key against him, because it seems like he always has those chunk splash plays.
They're not coming this year, though, as much.
Okay, you know why they haven't come? Because the rush is getting to him. Now, will we get a pass rush so it can't develop? If Nick Foles can make a sandwich back there, I'm kind of confident in Nick Foles' overall secondary 25-plus yards. Because he can make those tight throws. And so that's, to me, to help our pass coverage, we got to get after Nick Foles. Come on, somebody. I don't care if it's Cam Jordan looking like an all-pro like he did last season. Not so much this season. Trey Hendrickson. How about Sheldon Rankins? You want to get paid in the future? How about you burst through the middle? Davenport, how about you come up with another sack to set the tone? No, this is a type of game that I think our pass coverage, a lot's going to be dictated about what do we do as a pass rush. And hopefully that's the case that we can get after Nick Foles.
We are just getting started here on Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk coming up in about 7 minutes. Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish, will hold the press conference. We will carry that live ahead of Tropical Storm Zeta making its way towards southeastern Louisiana. Dennis in New Orleans. What's going on, Dennis? Denise, excuse me. Denise.
Yeah, Denise. Come on, Christian.
Hey,
Denise. Sorry.
My apologies.
Yeah. How you doing, Denise?
Denise, you there?
I'm doing fine.
Go right ahead.
What's on your mind?
I have two or three questions about the defensive line to shift to the right to pull the offense off sides maybe in a tough play. That's one of them. And the second one is why didn't I run more option to screen pass the offense?
So when you talk about the defensive line, there's two different questions. Defensive line, why don't we run more screens? We'll probably listen, Sean Payton loves the screen play. I think you see even with Latavius Murray or Alvin Kamara, they will run screens. They will run screens, I think, going forward, Deontay Harris. I could see that coming about. But what was the first question?
I wasn't really that clear.
Yeah, what was it clear? I don't know if Denise was talking about
the option, screen options as well. More screen options, I guess.
Well, the screen, I just talked about the screen
right.
Play. Now, defensively, you know what I think we need to do better? How about to help the back end in coverage? You know, you go single high safety. Would that compromise our run defense? Because the one thing, teams have not, look, we haven't given a 100-yard rusher to the individual forever. Now, you know, quarterback, when you're doing a check with me and you call two plays, when you have two high safeties, if you have confidence in your offensive line, then you might run more. But wouldn't that help us, having two safeties high, a two deep look, help us in pass coverage and not get exploited on deep passes?
I don't know. You're the quarterback. You know that stuff better than me.
Yeah, so what I would say, if you have two deep safeties and not a safety in the box, then do you have confidence in your linebackers and your D-line to stop the run? Because a lot of teams would try, especially a team like the Bears, I think they would try and run right at you.
Denise, thanks for the phone call. This is Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.